Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. That's right, visit carlsoncast.com for more information. Today, we're going to get trailer nasty with our pal, Vicky Barbalak. We want to remind you about our great sponsor, Sapore Cafe and Catering, Rochester's favorite place for lunch or all of their catering needs. That's right, find them on Facebook or Instagram at Sapore Rochester. And also by the good folks at Three Heads Brewing, maker of Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, do good things and always be kind. And now, let's get on with the show.
Okay, here we are. I'm back. See you now.
There we go.
Hello.
Thank you. Hey, guys.
Hi.
I'm glad you can go into your station. Hey. Is it just you in the station, Vinny? Or are you at home?
I'm at home. This is my attic.
This is your toy room.
Oh, yeah. All my toys are in boxes right now because my wife made me put them all away. I only got a couple on my desk, though. I got a little Spider-Man here keeping me company.
Ah.
I don't know.
He needs his binky.
Yeah.
I have a Spider-Man thing.
Do you
That's
really?
Cool.
Well.
Yeah, I have a Spider-Man hanging up in my playroom.
I'm very impressed by your genius at the moment. And I'm wondering if I could put in an order for one of those fantastic face masks that you're making.
I see another mask. I'm gonna kill someone. I can't believe how many people are ordering these bitches. I got
really?
Like 10 people. I can't believe it. Here, I'm so over it. I don't even sleep at night. I just have to sew my masks.
So you're the
my wife's making them too.
I don't want one of your wife's. I want one of Vicky's.
It just blows me away. I mean. And I'm really excited because I love this group. It's Team Rubicon USA, and it's just veterans who come together during disasters, and they're all volunteer. There's no money, so every mask set that I make, I give them $10 to them, and then I pay my grandsons $5 for the shipping, and then it's great. But I'm really shocked at how many people are ordering. When I talked to you today and I got in that thing on the freeway, I was on the way to my friend's drapery business.
Hey, Vicky, I can only see the top of your head right now. There you are.
I'm sorry.
No problem. So what were you doing?
I had to drive in the monsoon rain. I had to drive across towns to get to Vista to my friend's drapery shop. He opened up and gave me elastic. Elastic is the new toilet paper.
Oh, I know.
Because of the face mask, people need it to make them. Is that the story?
Yeah.
So,
is your wife making it too?
Yeah, she's gone down to the ties, though, because she can get the elastic.
Good idea.
So I had to resort to the ties.
It's so bizarre.
She's just making them for friends and family and stuff. I think she's only made like 30 of them.
How come I haven't gotten one? If she's made 30, I'm not even in the top 30 people you know. Is how I just discovered.
She said on her Facebook, if you want one to ask. You didn't ask.
Please. All right. Yeah, I just found out my co-host wants me dead, Vicky. I just learned that.
Do you really want a face mask that I handled before it got to you? You know it's going to touch my taint before it gets to you.
So, solid point.
You can't sanitize that away, Vinny.
No.
That you can't.
I could try. Vicky, what are you up to? You have like a million projects going on. Like how are you holding up? Are things still busy? Are they slowing down at all for you? What's happening?
Well, all the shows are canceled, of course.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so weird. None of us know when there'll ever be another time people will be in the theater. But they're actually rescheduling a lot of jobs till the fall. But I'm like, really? I don't think so. But who knows?
Yeah.
Do you really think it'll go longer than the fall?
I'm thinking for public gatherings, I would not be surprised unless, you know, we actually get testing out there. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I don't, you know, there's no reason to worry about it, right? Nothing we can do.
No.
It's interesting, though, that what people are guessing. We were going to tape a one-hour special, a friend of mine and I, with a really great director picked that date. You know, you want so bad. So you're like, let's get it out as soon as we can. But there's, you know, we thought, okay, July, mid-July to record in LA. But that doesn't seem likely.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think New York and California, our two states, are going to be the ones that get held up the longest. You know, I think maybe it'll start to get relaxed in some other places, but I think New York and LA are going to be, you know, shut down for quite a while.
Yeah, especially for gatherings, theaters, and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so, but it's, I've been so busy trying to make, I'm so bad at, as you could tell, technology. So trying to do all the social media and keep up, make videos for people and stuff. I mean, I'm so busy. I don't have any time at all. It's so strange, you know?
You really have used the opportunity. If you're not following Vicky on Twitter or Instagram, you're missing out. She's a hoot to follow. So I do give you a lot of credit because some of those sketches are pretty good.
Well, you know, it's like people really seem to like it. And that makes me really happy. Plus, this is a time for creative people to be creative, I think. I mean, like, my friend's a painter, and I've never seen him paint so many paintings. Seems like every day he sends me a new painting, and I'm like, and I'm working really hard on my book and doing the videos, and, you know, it's just like, it's, I don't know, it's like, because we're so, I think we have so much angst and stuff, there's so much inside of us to get out. Plus, as a comic, I think this is a really important time to rise to the occasion.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, people need a laugh. They need some content. They just need something. Yeah.
Yeah. And not to be not like bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
I really think, like, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, I need to dig deep and get, you know, to really dig deep on what I'm talking about and thinking about. And then again, I usually just do jokes about the Flintstones. But I mean, I'm thinking.
Those are valuable as well, though.
But they're deep. They're deep jokes. They really
well, that's fake,
the most intellectual Flintstones jokes you're ever going to hear.
Yeah, I'm never going to write a deep joke. What the hell? You're right. What am I thinking? I'm Paul Barney, Poundstone.
Barney Dino walk into a bar. No. Vicky, I didn't know you were writing a book. That's awesome. Like, how far along are you in it?
Well, I've kind of finished it, but it was really terrible. I had a friend of mine. Actually, he's not really a friend. He's a friend of a friend. He's a really great guy in Santa Barbara, a writer. And he helped me with it. But his voice was great, but it wasn't my voice. So I'm just taking it and redoing it on my own with my own voice. Mm-hmm. So I'm just redoing it step by step. And then because I'm so terrified of writing a book, I've decided to up the stakes, and I'm going to read a little bit of it every day online just to put people to sleep.
Hmm.
You know,
what time?
Sleep, they can listen. Yeah, I'll just put it on, and you can play it whenever you want. But I'm going to put it out on Facebook and stuff, and just a little bit. So that's what I'm getting ready to do this week.
I can't imagine anybody falling asleep listening to you.
Oh, I can. I really think that men don't like to hear women talk anyway. I think one sentence into it, I'll knock every dude out, and most women do it.
Lou's laying on the floor back there. We just can't see him. He's out cold.
You know, Lou, he's so happy. He's so happy. You know, he's a tax preparer.
Oh.
And so I said, Lou, you can't go to work anymore. You know, when they shut everything down, he goes, oh. And he looked like he was going to die. Because uh-huh. Then he'd have to sit in the trailer with me all day. And he goes, and the next morning, he goes, okay, you're right. The next morning, he wakes up, he goes, listen, how about people just slide their tax through the door slot, and I slide them back. I won't even see the people. I'm like, all right. So he's been working in his office, and the police came and closed the courtyard down. So people have to now just go up to the gate. And then he hands them their taxes, and he wears gloves, So he's so happy he gets to go to work every and leave.
Well, that's wild. It also probably takes a lot of the annoying part out of preparing taxes, which is talking to the people. If you're a numbers person and you like doing that, it probably just kind of makes it easier to get down to business. So,
Lou's a chatty guy like me. People are probably so happy to drop their taxes off and run, you know.
All right, right. I had it back. That's my fault.
I had a hairdresser like that once. I loved getting my hair cut there, but they just would not shut up, and it turned a 10-minute appointment into an hour and a half, and you're just like, I can't go there anymore.
You know, also tax guys, it turns out that they hardly take any time to do your taxes, really. So they do all that extra crap. They're pressing buttons. It doesn't mean anything. They were done in about 6 minutes, but they don't want to tell you it's $150 for 6 minutes. So that's why most tax people go on, you know. Lou's like, I'm growing some really good weed off. And he's all his clients are ex-military officers.
Everybody's got a side gig. Everybody has a side gig, Vicky.
Well, yeah, he had to because, you know, he's a piano player. So, yeah.
That's so funny. That your husband cracks me up. So,
so the H&R Block person really isn't that interested in my cat? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you. That's a little tax of prepared
secret. You shattered the illusion.
You know, when you go into your tax accountant or just say, listen, no bullshit. I know this is going to take you 6 minutes. I want to get out of here in 6 minutes. Don't bullshit me with the fake numbers pushing. Just do it in 6 minutes and I'll give you $150.
You know, is that why they wear those visors so they look like they're busy? Remember the old accountant visors? Oh, buddy, and they're pulling levers. They were just playing with everybody. All right.
Yeah.
So the Jimmy Theater Kimmel, or the Jimmy Kimmel Theater, they're closed down for right now. But Trailer Park Tuesdays are going to be a go.
Yeah, I hope they. Well, they had me. I was going to run through the end of whatever month I was there, and then I was going to be off for the summer and start again August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to be off for like 8 weeks, and then. So now they might have me back to make up for a few of those weeks. I don't know. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
But I know I'll be back there in August. If of course, who could say? Right? Yeah,
say. I love your attitude about this. You have a very calming way about you right now. Because I feel like a lot of people are very uptight. And I like the way you're approaching this. It is what it is, and we're all in it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, literally, honestly, it's just about being glad not to be dead. And then from then, I just take it down to the bottom first. And then once you're not dead, it's like being a comic. Once you're comfortable with pushing a shopping cart around and being homeless, if that ends up like that, once you are there, you can go ahead and be a comedian. And I feel like now it's just like that in regular life. We're still alive. My family, thank God, we haven't had any sickness in my family. So I just feel really grateful. And, you know, and I do my heart for everyone else that is struggling so hard, you know, to people that are really struggling right now. That's the heart that we all have.
Yeah.
So I try not to think about them.
Is the trailer park on lockdown?
Oh, my God. They had a happy hour the other night. At the fake lake drainage ditch. They had a happy hour Saturday night, 5 o'clock, with a band, a freaking band. And I mean, the cops shut them down in like an hour. Two van loads of cops came up to arrest a bunch of 80-year-olds sitting 6 feet apart dancing.
Hold
People
on a
were blowing yet. Up their gloves. They had a glove blowing up contest. I mean, I couldn't believe it. But the real cool thing is just walking around the trailer park. A lot of people here are really terrified because they're super old. So they don't leave, and they just sit and they look out their windows and their porches. So when you walk by, you get to like visit everybody, and they're so happy, like somebody's coming by.
You probably get it's like a parade, like one person parade. Yeah. You walk by and they're like, "Yay, it's me!" No. Look,
yep.
It's like going to an old person zoo. You're just looking at them in the cage, going, "Hey,
old person zoo." I love it. Throw some milk of magnesia.
You gotta get some Werther's. You gotta give them that good shit.
I love that.
They'll eat it right from your hand if you hold it out like this.
Like a giraffe, just a big black tongue comes out and licks it off your hand.
There's a neighbor, Claudine, and she lives down the way, and she's from France. And she's about, I don't know, 85. She's beautiful. But I walked by the other day, I go, Claudine, how you doing? She goes, I'm good. I go, you got wine? No, I'm not. I'm out of my wine. And my son is not coming till tomorrow. And Lou and I just hauled back up to the trailer, brought her a bottle of wine. And then while we were going, she picked a bunch of oranges for us and handed it to us. It was so cute.
I thought she was going to say on the way back, do you have another one?
Yeah.
Because that one's gone now.
I'm not going by there again without a box. I'm just going to a big box.
You should have just said, hey,
do you have your maid? I'm worried about you not having your maid and how you're coping.
Fifi, it's tough. Look, I don't know if you can see all the disarray here. It's very much disarray.
Yeah, your house is. I do not believe that that's a trailer. I think you're in a very big home somewhere. I don't believe it for a second.
Oh,
hey, Vicky Barblack, it's the best trailers available.
Can you see this trailer that, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You're all right. That must be the only trailer on planet Earth that has a piano.
A grand piano. You know what? I lost you again.
We still got you. You just can't see us. We're nothing to look at. It's fine.
Okay. So tell me if you can't see my face.
I think you're just fine. You look good. We could see you. I like how you have a grand piano. That's obviously Lou's. He's going to town on that thing all the time, I bet.
Yeah. You know, he plays all the time. Last night he was playing ragtime. I'm like, listen, I can't hear that. It's just ragtime. I'm like, anything else. And I've never, ever criticized his playing before because I love it. But, I mean, I really flipped out. That's the cabin trailer fever.
How'd you get that in the trailer? Did you have to cut a hole in the roof and, like, lower it in?
No. Can you see the door, my front door?
Yeah.
So that's a standard size front door.
Right.
I didn't know a grand piano would go through that.
Yeah, it's a regular, like, 30-inch door. They tip them up. They tip them sideways, bring it in. Then there's, yeah. We always have a piano in our trailers.
So, are you having trailer cabin fever?
You know, I had been having it a little. I hadn't been out in, you know, except for walks. And I don't know if you guys, well, you know, you should not complain about weather when you live in San Diego. But you guys, it's been monsoon rain for like 10 days. I'm not kidding. The freeway, our freeway right here is closed in both directions with the flood. We've never had, my daughter's house is flooded. I mean, we've never had so much rain. I mean, it's been like unbelievable. So that's kind of hard for people that, because we have been able to go on walks. They don't say you can't go on walks and nobody can go on walks. And that's really been hard. So yeah. Other than that, it wasn't bad.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, that's the hardest thing is just being stuck inside, especially when you're used to performing and you're out there meeting people and doing things. That time that you spend home, it's like priceless. You never know how much you miss it when you're on the road. And then when you're just like stuck there, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
It's a weird, weird feeling.
I'm down to telling jokes to my cats now. The wife and kids will not accept it anymore.
Are you guys worried about like when you go back out on the road that you won't have your edge anymore? I keep thinking, man, you know, because none of us ever go like a week without stand up and then to go months without stand up. And then, people have been asking me to do their comedy shows online. I haven't seen one work yet. So,
no they don't.
I
hope that when we come back, crowds are going to be very understanding that we're very rusty. You know, I think we're all going to open all of our sets. We're saying it's been a while. Give me a few minutes. I apologize. You know,
just look at the microphone. Just make sure you know, remember how it works.
Yeah, which end do I talk into?
I remember when I used to write all my jokes on a water bottle. Then when I'd take a sip, I'd be looking at my joke list. And the longer time I did, the bigger my water bottle got. And
just holding one of those 5-gallon.
Now that's what I'm thinking for the hour long show coming out rusty. I'll be like with the sparklets 5-gallon
with the pole and spring, big giant.
Is that why does she have a milk jug filled with water on the stage? It's just so Vicky, I gotta tell you, it's scary what's happening, but it's really good to see that people are still creative and still creating and doing fun things. So I appreciate that about you.
Oh, you guys too. And I'm glad you're doing the podcast. People love it. It's very cool. Yeah, it's like you're doing it, man. It's hard to do these things remotely and get people hooked in. And it's just, I give it to you, man, because, and it's hard to stay with it. So that's really good because people love it.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's kind of wondering how everyone's dealing with this. So it's nice to check in with some of our favorite people. And just seriously, send our love to Lou and take care of yourself over there.
I will. You guys too. I can't wait to come see you and have a happy, beautiful spring there.
We'll be very happy to see you.
In the spring. So you're probably going to be good.
Oh, I'm booked there next spring?
I thought you were, weren't you?
I don't know. Fall? Don't look at my calendar.
Oh, you were supposed to be up here in like October because you wanted to see the leaves, if I recall.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. But I just hope you have a beautiful spring. I know it must be really pretty there in the spring too.
Well, we're not going outside. We'll never know.
You know,
I'll see it from my window.
Lou and I had already reserved the hotel in Erie after Detroit. We were going to go hang out with Junior and Kim.
Oh, no fooling.
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping we'd all have a party over there, but July, I don't know. No, probably not.
Who knows?
All right, guys. Well,
until we meet again.
Okay, I love you guys. Thanks for calling and take care, everybody.
Sincerely.
Great to see you. Stay safe.
You guys too.